This is a racially active venue. If you have any issues with race jokes or stereotypical jokes, the subscriber you have dialed is not available at present. So sit back and enjoy this roller coaster ride of some of the races of South Africa. So make a lot of noise. White people, try ululate. Africans, pretend to come again. And blacks, I know you know how to make noise. So make a lot of noise and welcome on stage the dark and lovely, the ace of race, Suv Ngesi!
And welcome to South Africa, a country where chicken is considered a vegetable, crime is on everyone's lips, and race is an undercurrent in every conversation. I'm going to get a bit of help in this podcast from Siv Ngesi, a South African comedian I saw live. His popular show, Race Card, made fun of race, ethnic stereotypes, and inequality. It was seriously un-PC, but seriously funny. And if you like his stuff, I recommend you check out his book, The Racist Guide to the People of South Africa. Here's my favorite snippet from the show.
We don't want your broken toys for our kids, right?
One of the first things that struck me is that it's totally acceptable by everyone in South Africa to use the terms black, white, and, most difficult for a European to say, coloured. And if you're unsure what coloured is, I'll let Siv Ngesi explain it.
Let's talk about colours, I'm running out of time. Colours!
Make a circle, people!
Now, in the middle of the modern world, we have coloured people. You can call colours colours in South Africa, but don't go to America and try and call people colours because they keep you having your chops. like colours are people of mixed race, a lot of them are mixed race, a lot of them are different kinds of things. They're not sure themselves, but they're people of mixed race.
So this trip was all about kicking back and enjoying the gorgeous Cape. I travelled with Vaz, an old uni mate, and an old school friend, Margot, who lives in Cape Town. And this podcast is all the stuff I recommend you see and do. First off, get in the water and learn to surf. I spent a few days in Musenberg, south of Cape Town centre. Musenberg Beach is stunning. It's flanked by staggering cliffs jutting into the sea. It's probably the most dramatic backdrop you can get catching waves anywhere in the world. But there are also sharks. And one afternoon, when we were in the middle of the surf, we heard the shark siren wail. We were petrified. I never swam so hard in my life. We clambered onto the beach, breathless and terrified, only to be told they were just testing the siren. So once you've had your leg chewed off, grab a car, head east, eat a homemade pie en route, and stop at a small town called McGregor. Then walk for 6 hours down to Grayton. The scenery is parched and sandy, but full of unique vegetation. And as you work up a good sweat, you'll reach Oak Falls Waterfall. It's an amazing ruby red in color, like a pool of red wine. Don't be afraid, just strip off and jump in. But I wouldn't recommend it if you have a weak heart, or you're trying to film a music video.
Well, we're at a waterfall, attempting a reconstruction of the Peter Andre Mysterious Girl video.
What does that video involve?
Showering in a waterfall. With a six-pack out, unfortunately I don't have time to work my six-pack up. But for the purposes of this radio broadcast, I have a six-pack.
Okay, Vaz is about to jump.
Oh, Vaz.
Go!
Yeah!
Four! Oh, she got before! She's gone before. She's swimming away. She's fine. Wow, Vaz, you are a pansy. You are a pansy. Look at her, she's like a frog in there.
At night, back at McGregor, gaze at the vastness of space before bed. But make sure you have some facts about space beforehand that aren't completely cliche.
So the Milky Way, so that big bit of light that looks like cloud, those are millions and millions of stars, right?
But it's also, it's fragments of a mixed galaxy.
One I heard. So think of a best, think of your favourite beach.
There are as many stars in the sky as grains of sand on the, in the world.
That's not where I'm going with this.
Okay, go on.
Right, what's your favourite beach?
I'll think of one I went to. Some beach in Indonesia, Chile Islands.
Chile Islands, okay. I'll think of that Chile Islands beach, right? I think of all the beaches in Indonesia.
Yeah.
And all the grains of sand, right?
Yeah.
I think of all the grains of sand in Southeast Asia.
Are you going to go to the world?
No. No, yes. That's, let me finish my anecdote.
Yes, I thought of all of them in Southeast Asia.
Think of all the grains of sand across the world.
Yeah, thought.
Yeah? Yeah. So every single grain of sand?
Yeah.
Yeah? just a lot of sand, is all I'm saying.
So there are as many grains, there are many stars in the sky.
No, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying. There are many grains of sand in the world.
You know what they tell us? The amount of stars that you'd count is the amount of times you'd pee in your bed.
What?
What?
Well, I am getting fucking showered.
Next, head up to Namaqualand, 4 hours north of Cape Town, to see the flowers blooming and meet some authentic Afrikaners. Now, Sivengezi says Afrikaners do nothing but complain.
You ever see two Afrikaners walking and laughing? Don't be fooled, those bastards are all complaining.
Maybe
us complaining. And Afrikaners will complain. Complain about anything and everything. And these are the things that Afrikaners complain about in no particular order. Bottles, blacks, land claims, blacks, Zimbabwe, blacks, Kali, blacks, Trifleva, blacks, Zuma, blacks, ANC, blacks.
And funnily enough, we did talk about these things with our wonderfully friendly African hosts, Jan and Renske, but they didn't complain. Then head over to Friar's Cove on the coast and try Jan and Renske's wonderful wines. Now, I'm not a seasoned wine taster, but if you have a terrible palate, try not to insult the winemaker by describing their more subtle wines as completely tasteless.
That went the wrong way. I'm trying desperately to find a taste.
What do you taste, Alice?
Is water. Your world changing?
There is nothing in this. I think the Extreme Frontiers, I'd probably wash my hands with. Sorry. No, I really like that, but I couldn't really taste anything. Extreme Frontiers.
Once you're back in Cape Town, head on down to the southernmost tip and try to find some penguins.
Well, we've come out to the remotest part of Cape Point to see a penguin.
What do penguins eat, Sarah?
I have no idea.
So if you peel back the skin on a penguin, it's actually a nice chocolate filling.
guys, Baz.
Look. You saw a penguin.
That's a new species of penguin right there. That's a new species of penguin.
Yeah. Which one?
It's got a yellow beak. It looks a lot like a seagull, but it's definitely not a seagull.
Because it's with penguins.
With the penguins.
Why would it be there if it was a seagull? Oh, and it can fly. I didn't know penguins could fly.
Yeah.
So back at Cape Town City Centre, visit the aquarium at 3 o'clock for the daily fish feeding and prepare yourselves for the most riveting, breathtaking presentation you will ever hear.
Right, enough about the fish at the moment. Who would like to come in and clean these windows on the inside for us? Well, you're not a child, but you are a younger person. So it's usually children or younger people who volunteer. You actually have to have a commercial diving license to come in here. The Department of Labour said so. So you have to have a commercial diving license. I really, this is going to be a very boring feed because nobody wants to come in.
I reckon she has the hardest job in the world. Trying to sustain interest when there's nothing interesting happening.
And that's it. I'm off to Borneo tomorrow morning to work with Rally International. You won't hear a peep out of me until December. Till then, take care, and I'll speak to you in a few months.